Chapter 3. And in those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. For this is he who was spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one who calls out in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his roads straight. Now John himself wore clothing made of camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem, all of Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for his baptism, he said to them, You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bring forth fruit worthy of repentance, and do not think to yourselves, We have Abraham for our father, for I tell you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down, and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you in water for repentance, but the one who comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor. He will gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John, to be baptized by him. But John would have hindered him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? But Jesus, answering, said to him, Allow it for now. For this is the fitting way for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up directly from the water, and look, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, and coming on him. And look, a voice out of the heavens said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.